Yudzayin Teves, we're holding in Siman Mem Beis Halacha Chaf, and we're going to Siman Mem Gimel Halacha Gimel. Here we go. We're discussing eating amongst Nachabura, a people. And as we discussed yesterday, you're not supposed to leave and go to another place. What happens if people left? As long as there's one person that stayed where the group was eating, he's saving everyone else. And when they come back, it's not considered a hefsek. Now, as we'll see, definitely not kedai to leave in the middle of the meal and go to another place, but there are situations where it's mutter. And even lechatchila. For example, the next halacha is where a person makes a moitzi, and preferably it's when your person washes, already to have in mind, I'm going to go to someone else's house and finish the meal there, especially if it's a chassid, he wants to go to his rebbe for the Friday night tish. So a person should have in mind that he's going to finish his benching, his meal there, and lechatchila, the kitzur says, you should have a kazaisa pass there. And the Kitzur says you should do this only when there's a real need for it. So this mitzvah, Mishabur actually holds that there's no stipulation. You could do the chatchila. It's not given. A person goes also to weddings, which we'll discuss. You're planning on leaving early. But that's a little bit different because here we're talking about actually changing your spot. If someone davens in the middle of a meal, the halacha is when he goes back to eat, he does not have to make a moitzah. This happens a lot of times in Purim, davening mincha. You do not have to make a new hamoitzi. Even if a person fell asleep during the meal, and what's called a shena sarai, put his head down, etc. And it could be even a quite amount of time has passed by. Nevertheless, it's not considered a hefsek to the meal. Even if a person went to the bathroom. So all these cases, even though it's not a hefsek to the meal, but you have to wash your hands. Again, you just don't have to make a bracha. And the reason why the kitzur holds is because Hesech Hadas doesn't necessitate a new bracha, but it does require that a person, meaning whenever there's Hesech Hadas, you have to wash your hands again. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah argues in this. It could be that there are times where a person is Mesiach Das, that it will necessitate also washing hands with the bracha. But generally speaking, a person should be careful that there's not a full diversion of the meal, especially if a person goes into bed and sleeps a geshmak asleep, then it's totally besides Hesech Hadas, it's already a hefsek in the meal itself. It's going to have to make a mitzvah and everything else again. If a person finishes his meal, this is a similar example of where a person is Mesiach Das, but it's more than Mesiach Das, it's a Gmiros Das. That means he decided in his mind, that's it, he's benching. It happens a lot of times on Shabbos. Again, if he's saying, should we bench? It's not, that doesn't mean you decided you're benching. Your wife says, we're not benching it, you're not benching. But if a person really decides, I'm benching, that's it. So the halacha is, if he decides not, no, you know what? Ooh, there's a good geshmaka piece of chon that just came out, or kugel, or whatever it is. You have to make a new, it's a big shayla, you have to make a new bracha. So there's major shaylas when it comes to this, and therefore a person should hold himself back from it. So rather, first better to bench, and then afterwards have these items. Siman Mem Gimel. So here we go. This is one of the interesting, quite complicated halachas, only because it's difficult to decide today on certain items. How do we look at these items? And it could have changed from the time of Chazal. And even in the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see. So first of all, generally speaking, you make hamoitzi. Hamoitzi covers everything in the meal. That's generally the idea. Why it's the staple of food, is the main food. It exempts anything that you're going to eat, especially when it comes to eating something for satiation or even appetizers, meaning that are stimulating the actual eating process. The only time it's going to be a question is when items that are brought to the meal during the meal or even at the end of the meal, and they're really just done for sweetness and some special treat. That's where there's a major shaila. And this even applies to drinks. It's interesting that my chashuva wife many times asked me, do I make a bracha on drinks during the meal? And it's a very good question, because if you're not drinking because you're thirsty from the meal itself, rather it's just geshmaka drink. Sometimes people bring ices to the meal. But even just regular drinks, there are rishonim lahod, you have to make a new bracha. And that's why there's a great chumrah. I say it's a great chumrah because it really is a good question and it's an easy solution. That since certain drinks in your meal, especially Coca-Cola and stuff like that, perhaps, and even schnapps, as we'll see, is not really exempt from the bracha of hamoitzi, so you should have a little bit before the meal, tiny bit, meaning less than a kazais, because then you have a shayla bracha achrona, but let's say half a schnapps cup, 1 ounce schnapps cup of, let's say, water or Coke or schnapps, and have in mind for all the drinks you have in the meal. It's a great idea, and it solves a lot of problems. So here we go. The kitzur teaches us anything you eat in the meal that's normally brought as part of the meal is zboya, like I said, to satiate. So that means fish, meat, fish, kugel, types of even pancakes, levivos, he says. All these things are really part of the meal that we do not require another bracha, even if you're not eating them directly, meaning with the bread. Not before, not after. That means the benching itself covers also the bracha achayna. So that's easy, as we mentioned, because all these things are really directly part of the meal. Now, Kitzur says, even if these things were sent from someone else's home, it could be today, this is different. Most people do not suddenly get food during the meal, but it could be that they do, and certainly you should have in mind that food that's coming from someone else's house, they want to send you some chulent and potato kugel, you should have that in mind. Otherwise, it's a big shayla l'gabei bracha. Now, as we said, also when it comes to liquids, the Kitzur says, you do not have to make another bracha, it's part of the meal. However, wine is, of course, different. Wine is chashuv, and if you have wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make another bracha. The Birkas HaMazon covers the bracha achreina. Now, if you have wine before the meal, which is generally speaking on Shabbos, you make Kiddush, etc. So that already covers the wine in the meal too. And as we mentioned, it's actually a maila because it covers also other drinks technically too, because the bracha bar pegaf really covers all drinks. Now, as I mentioned, when it comes to what he calls Yain Sorav, schnapps in his country, in Hungary, it wasn't necessarily the derech to drink it in the meal. It could be today that's already changed too. So that's why it's a doubt. And as I mentioned, there's an easy solution by making a bracha before the meal to have that in mind to exempt it. Otherwise, best is, according to Kitzur, to take some type of sweetness, a candy or something, which is certainly not part of the meal, make a bracha shahakol and have that in mind. And lastly, the complication of fruits. So if you bring fruits in the middle of the meal, especially by the way, this applies to Rosh Hashanah, that's the reason why we make a bracha. You usually don't have an apple in the middle of the meal. So that's why it's clear you make a bracha. So the question really is, we bring these different types of items for carrots and stuff like that. That's why it's a big shayla, because sometimes it's really part of a meal. So you have to find something that you really don't, but we'll discuss at Rosh Hashanah. In any case, here you have fruits during the meal. So the only time that would be different is if it's really part of it, became a norm to have part of the meal, and it's really done for satiation. Sometimes you have these food compotes. Sometimes you have melon, and bezman hazeh could be either, and it's even called sometimes an appetizer. An appetizer that's really viewed as stimulating the appetite, so that already becomes a question. One of the simple answers is to have it with bread, in the beginning and at the end, meaning you start with bread and you finish with bread, and in the middle you could eat it without bread. All these things become definitely questionable, unless it's clearly a type of fruit that you would not have during the meal. So that's what the Kitzur is talking about here. The only difference is that you would not have to make a bracha achreina because the Birkas HaMazon covers a bracha achreina. So the two exceptions, as I mentioned, is if you want to eat it with a bread or something that actually is eating specifically. Here, the examples that he gives is like a salty olive, salty lemons, radish, and stuff like that, which is done specifically in order that you should be able to eat more. That does not require a bracha. And again, that's like similar to an appetizer. And that's why sometimes you have to ask your wife, what exactly the women have to tell us, is this an appetizer? Or is this really something that's sweet and delicious and was a nice idea to have in the middle of the meal? Because that would require another, a specific bracha before eating those fruits. Have a beautiful day.